Well, Bob Boylan, it's that time of year again.
What are you doing?
Every year, come late March, on All Songs Considered, it's time for me to tell you just how god-awful depressed I am.
Oh, not again.
So horribly depressed because once again my beloved Jayhawks have fallen in the NCAA tournament.
What?
Another premature end to their remarkable season, but this year I'm going to hold my head high. This is one shining moment for all you Jayhawk fans.
Why are you doing this to us? All of us.
The ball is tipped.
Just let it happen, Bob.
Oh, this hurts so much.
This is the this is the song that they play at the end of the NCAA tournament every year. One shining moment. Wait for it. Here it is.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Hilton, you know.
Jayhawks.
Do you know that?
Keep your heads up.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing year
rooting
after
for
year
this team
and expecting different results. That is the absolute.
I don't know why I keep
doing
it. Every
year you do this.
I know. Every year.
Stop.
And every year I think, why do I put myself through this?
It is insanity.
Anyway, you got to cheer me up, man, because I really just a cloud has been hanging over me since they went down in flames. What do you got?
I have for you the best marijuana record I've ever heard.
All right, that's one way to
all
go.
Right, first, best. All right, say the best one since Pink Floyd's Metal.
Okay.
All right, let's do that.
Yeah.
This weekend, and I'm just saying, I was listening to a great record by Explosions in the Sky.
Oh, okay.
It's okay to call something a great marijuana record. We know that just means that it takes you on a journey sonically. Magnificent. I had this thing cranked so loud. Yeah, no neighbors. Huh. Maybe they knocked, but I couldn't hear them. Whatever.
To be fair. Anyway.
So I'm going to play this song. It's called Logic of a Dream. And for the next 6.5 minutes, you're going to get taken away and you're going to just forget about Hawk Jays or whatever they are.
Oh, Lord. The Jayhawks. Yeah, okay. But you're right. It's exactly what I need.
Yeah.
So lay it on me. Let's do this.
Take a deep breath. Hold it. now exile.
That was a journey for sure.
See?
I love that band so much, and I think of them as being an instrumental rock guitar band. But were those guitars we were hearing?
Three guitars, drums.
Wow.
Bass in there.
I know I shouldn't be impressed by the ways you can make a guitar sound now, because I know you can make a guitar sound like anything, but that was still very surprising, especially in the beginning. I mean, it really sounded like synths or something.
And the build, right?
Yeah, it's a slow build, but it just keeps going.
There you go. And the drums felt to me like they were all, like there were drums all filling my living room when I was playing this the other day, and it was just extraordinary. John Congleton has been their engineer for a long time. He acted as a producer and engineer on this record, and we love John. We're going to speak to Explosions in the Sky this week as our Plus One podcast, and we'll talk about how they managed to do what they do on this record. It's really fantastic. The record's called The Wilderness. It comes out April 1st, and now you feel better.
Well, a little bit better. It'll take a while.
Should I play it again?
Let's do it. All right. You're a Wire fan.
A fan of the band
Wire. This British band from all the way back in the 1970s, formed it in like 1976, just before the birth of punk.
And their Pink Flag record was incredibly punk, and then their next record was incredibly like just the most amazing textured rock record, completely different.
And they kept doing that, right, through much of the 80s and 90s. They kept putting out records with variations of their original lineup and kept playing around with their sound. They never really broke up or anything, but there was no consistency, it seemed like, with a lot of their releases, particularly through the 80s and 90s. But in the last few years, they've been going through this remarkable late career period of creativity and inspiration. In 2013 and 2015, they put out records each of those years. The years that were really good. And it's just been so surprising to hear how inspired they are. You know, these guys are now in their 60s. They're reaching a point where a lot of people retire, and yet they're doing some of their most creative work ever. Mm-hmm. They have a new record coming out later this spring called Nocturnal Koreans. Nocturnal Koreans. And the song I want to play from Wire is called Internal Exile.
An idle glance absorbs the terror. The weight of proof brings little pleasure. The trick's the thing, a serial measure. Mouse sifts the shit from trash to treasure. March. Thank you. join the queue. Our future has been a worker's thirst to be at leisure, dissatisfied without measure.
Keeps singing, it sounds like he's singing march, march, but he's actually saying marching. He just swallows the second half of that song. But when I heard this today, I was thinking, he's just rubbing March Madness in my face now. He's just saying march, march. And then there's a line towards the end when he says, join the queue of future has-beens, join the queue of future has-beens. I'm like, yeah, he's singing about the Jayhawks, clearly, in this song. I'm just really impressed with this record and this band, Wire. How do you think, as someone who was a fan early on, how do you think they're holding up?
I think they're doing really great, and I think what they've done on this record, and I've only listened to it twice through, had it cranked this weekend. In fact, I was listening to Explosions in the Sky, and the next record I put on was Wire, and what I was going to do is I was going to play the song you picked.
This very song. That's a
good
song. Back
to back with the song that I had played before, and then I discovered, we don't tell each other what we're going to play, and I discovered through getting permission to play that song that you already asked for it. So it's kind of great. I think that what they're doing on this record, and I don't know for sure, I haven't really read much about it, but I think what they're doing is much more studio experimenting as opposed to just a live band playing. At least that's how it feels to me.
Right, and playing around a little bit with instrumentation. That song had lap steel, it had horns. Horn part in it.
I couldn't tell if it was horns or mellotron. It almost felt like a mellotron, but it could.
I read trumpets. Yeah, I read that it was actual trumpets, and the first time they've ever used trumpets in their music. Oh, so fine. Anyway, very cool record from Wire coming out called Nocturnal Koreans, and it is out April 22nd.
And then the third record that I played over and over again this weekend, I'm going to play a song from. It's Parquet Courts, who I really, really like, a New York band.
Yeah.
Fifth studio album is called Human Performance. It comes out April 8th. I don't know about you, but when I have to clean my apartment.
I know exactly what you do.
Well, we won't go into that part, but I crank the music up really, really loud.
Well, yeah, I know you say you told me you like to put Led Zeppelin on when
I
you clean.
I do like to do that too, but I also like to listen to, my weekends is oftentimes, especially in the morning times, I listen to old favorites. Afternoon time is when I will crank up new stuff and hopefully become favorites. And this did. It's a song called Dust, which was quite appropriate for a cleaning house, but it's also a metaphor, and I'll let you give a listen and you can think about that. Parquet Courts.
That's what it sounds like in my head, and then when I'm suddenly snap out of it when I'm on my commute home, driving home, yeah, with all those horns. That's I'm so glad you played this, and I can't believe it was called Dust and you were cleaning the house.
No, right.
It's too perfect.
And you can have an existential crisis or get your house cleaned and listen to Parquet Courts. And you can see why I play, like, the end of the song, the last, like, 40 seconds is that same sort of build that happened in when I listened to Explosions in the Sky, mm-hmm. Two of the records that I put on this weekend.
Well, that and The Wire all have the same sort of pulse to them, I think, right. Rhythmically.
And you can't, it's hard to believe that the singers and players in those two bands, in Wire and Parquet Courts, are probably 40 years apart in age.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm so glad that got on.
Let's just take a quick break, catch your breath, and we'll be right back.
Let's take a moment to share a message from our sponsor, Sotheby's Institute of Art, the Graduate School of Art, and its markets. Auction houses, galleries, and art investments, learn how it all works at Sotheby's Institute. With fully accredited master's degrees and courses for adults in fields like art business and contemporary art, campuses in New York, Los Angeles, London, and online. Apply now at sotheby'sinstitute.com.
So we went out, we were talking about texture, we were talking about sound texture, Robin Hilton, and I had a lot of that stuff, and you've got something.
I've got this too, yeah, from Walker Lukens. This is a singer, songwriter guy from Austin. We first had him on the show a few years ago. He's just, he makes this very curious music, he has great headphone music, you know, he does very interesting things with his voices. It's not really beatboxing, but he creates sort of, I guess you'd call them more like sound effects and maybe rhythmic
sounds.
He kind of
goes...
Just, yeah, I mean, you'll hear it in this song.
He's sorry, got, Walker.
Yeah, nothing like that. He has a new record coming out later this year with his band, The Sidearms, Walker Lukens and The Sidearms. The record's called Tell It to the Judge, and it is produced, speaking of great producers like John Congleton, by Jim Eno, drummer for Spoon, who's been doing more producing lately and really loving.
Down in Austin.
Yeah, also from Austin. This is an early cut from the Walker Lukens and the Sidearms record, Tell It to the Judge. The song is called Lifted.
Yeah.
I get low when I get lifted. Love that line. So glad he's working with Jim Eno on this. That, you know, that vocal part that opens it, that little rhythmic vocal part, yeah, that opens with it. Walker Lukens actually recorded that 3 years ago as a little voice memo to himself on his iPhone, and it just sat there. And when he finally got into the studio with Jim Eno, they ended up building this entire song around it, which I just love. Tell It to the Judge is the record. That song is called Lifted, and Tell It to the Judge. Don't have a release date on that yet, but out a little bit later this year.
I'm going to play for you a cut by a group called Told Slant.
T-O-L-D, like, yes. I told you so?
Yeah, Slant. You know Felix Walworth, because Felix has been to the Tiny Desk on three occasions, with Bellows, mm-hmm. with Eskimo,
oh yeah,
and then with Florist. And Felix is going to do another one with Told Slant, I promise you. There's a record by Told Slant coming out called Going By, B-Y, not B-Y-E, which I thought it might
Passing
be.
Passing By.
Yeah. And then and this song we're going to play is called Low Hymnal. You can battering ram this life. Felix, you can battering ram this life. Felix wrote and told me that, to me, Felix said, this song is about struggling against and trying your hardest to resist a kind of self-image that is paralyzing, constrictive, and obsessive. There isn't any romanticization of despair here, even if there may have been some written into the blueprints of this song's master plan. So in a sense, writing this song became a kind of experiment in prophecy. Did I invite disillusionment and self-hatred into my life when I set out to write about them? My short answer is probably.
Wow. When's this record come out?
The record by Told Slant, which is called Going By, comes out June 17th.
I wonder what the record is for number of times someone's played the Tiny Desk. For Felix, this would be four.
If,
If
Felix does came.
I know
with Told Slant, yeah.
I know Chris Thiele's done it a lot.
Yeah,
at least three or four.
Well, there's Nickel Creek and there's Punch Brothers and there's the thing he did with Yo-Yo Ma and then Michael Daves.
Michael Daves.
Who did one?
I think that's four, so it might be tied.
Wow.
They may tie.
Felix, go! And there's so many more projects that Felix has, so heavens knows.
Felix could have the record eventually. Yeah. Well, I want to play Frankie Kosmos. I think this will fit nicely with that song.
Same nice world.
Yeah, this is Greta Klein, a singer originally from New York. You played her on the show. It's the band Frankie Kosmos. A couple years ago, I think, mm-hmm. is the first I ever heard of them. And it's just this wonderfully light, breezy, sweet songs. They're all under 3 minutes or so. Kind of cute and quirky, but just delightful music. The record from Frankie Kosmos is called Next Thing, and this song I thought really, really was written also with the Jayhawks in mind. It's called Fool.
You think we planned this?
Your name is a triangle, your heart is a square. I love to see you way over there. Feel like a fool waiting for you. You make me feel like a fool.
Obviously, written for me and all the other Jayhawk fans out there, Fool, a song that Greta Klein, as Frankie Kosmos says, it's just a song all about the times you put yourself out there and you feel like you failed. But she's not failing. This is a great song, great record, Fool, from the record Next Thing. It is out this Friday, April 1st.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing year after year and expecting...
I keep doing this show. It's been 15, 16 years now, and nothing's changed. On a serious note, I actually want to take us out on a band that's very dear to me, a band called The Glands. This past weekend, we learned that Ross Shapiro has died. He fronted the band The Glands, one of my all-time favorite bands, a group from Athens.
And where you used to live.
Where I used to live. And Ross Shapiro, he'd been battling an illness for a while. He was only in his early 50s or so. Yeah, a really odd thing happened, and I've spent so much time trying to puzzle out how it is that this happened this way. But in the late 90s, all these bands in Athens put out these seminal records. There was Neutral Milk Hotel's In the Airplane Over the Sea that came out in 1998. Olivia Tremor Control did it, put out a record then. The Gerbils put out a record then. And these bands, after they did this, then that was it. They disappeared and never did anything again, or no one heard from them again for a long time. And The Glands was one of those as well. They put out a record in 1998 called Double Thriller, and then they followed it with a self-titled record in 2000. But after that, that was it. It was like these incredible records. Hmm. And nothing quite sounded like these records by the Glands. I was listening to them again after learning that Ross Shapiro had died, and I really couldn't think of anything to compare it to. And it's in no small part because of his voice and his singing style and the way he layers his voice and his melodies. I cannot tell you how many hours I have spent listening to these records by the Glands, Double Thriller and the Glands, the self-titled record. They actually had announced that they were working on new music.
Wow.
About a year or so ago, and so this is very sad news. I want to share one of my favorite songs from that self-titled record. It's a song called I Can See My House From Here. And everyone who hears this song, if you love it, and I'm sure you will, go wherever you can, buy the music, get it wherever you can, and spend some time and listen to these, the whole records, Double Thriller and the Glands. They're really special records.
Thanks, Robin Hilton.
Thank you, Bob.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.